It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha and welcome to episode 11 of the International Women in Films Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle the Trainer. Today's very special guest star is director and writer Dictena Hood, D.R. Hood, whose first feature film, Wreckers, starred Benedict Cumberbatch, Claire Foy, and Sean Evans. Wreckers premiered at London's International Film Festival 2011, where it was nominated for Best Debut Feature. Its international premieres were at Palm Springs International Film Festival 2012 and Moscow's International Film Festival 2012, where it won a Silver George. Wreckers is released in the UK by the leading art house distributor Artificial Eye, who named it as a debut which changed the face of British cinema and is distributed worldwide through Content Media Corp. Prior to her first feature, Wreckers, Dictena wrote and directed multi-award-winning short films, The Other Man with BAFTA winner Anna Maxwell Martin. This was an Edinburgh International Film Festival winner for 2006. And Journeyman with Ruth Maddock. Journeyman was the global festival hit and had 8 months theatrical exhibition in the UK. Dictena has had work commissioned by Granada and Channel 4, wrote the screenplay for Tim Krabbe's, K-R-A-B-B-E-S, cult novel Delay. Dictena has also directed for theater and audio, including audio versions of Arista Fane's The Clouds with Andrew Sachs and extracts from Homer's Iliad with David Warner. Anyway, I loved this interview. I really enjoyed the movie Wreckers. I think it's very interesting and I'd like you to see it. And I want you to have a terrific day. Thank you. Aloha. Welcome to the International Women in Film Podcast. Today's very special guest star is Dictena from the UK, also known as D.R. Hood, whose first feature film was Wreckers. Are you there, D.R.?
I am there, Michelle. I'm listening to you pronouncing my name so beautifully.
Was that good? Was that bad?
Yes, it was excellent.
It's D-I-C-T-Y-N-N-A.
That's right.
What does it mean?
It means Lady of the Fishing Nets.
I love that. I read that online. Yeah, that's lovely. So how did you start your career?
I did go to film school a very long time ago. And then kind of pretty much 30 years later, in a way, I woke up thinking, wow, I meant to be directing. And I was doing an awful lot of writing and many other things as well, but lots and lots of writing. Later on, I realized that I wanted to come back to directing. Quite recently, in a way, about 10 years ago, I started making sort of bigger short films and then finally got to Wreckers, which was my first feature, as you said.
So how is it that this amazing film, Wreckers, which is so poignant and so subtle, yet so deep, it's really an amazing film.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a complicated film. I don't want to wreck it. I don't want to wreck Wreckers.
Don't wreck Wreckers.
You guys have to look it up. I think I can't remember if I got it on Amazon or Netflix. I watched it and I had to watch it again because I felt like I could be missing more because I got so much out of it the first time. And again, the setting and everything is beautiful. And you got Benedict Cumberbatch.
We did get Benedict Cumberbatch. We got him. It is actually quite a funny story. Well, first of all, the three main actors were all at that time very skilled, well-known British television actors, but they were not stars in the sense that Benedict is now, and he hadn't yet done Sherlock. So we got him just before Sherlock. However, what is interesting about the story for all budding filmmakers out there is that we actually were very, very, very keen on another actor for a while who in the end didn't do it. And so we came to Benedict a bit later in the process. And yet he brought to the film, if you watch it, this subtlety in that character that I think very few other actors would have brought. He made the character of David so much more interesting and ambiguous and actually in a way sympathetic than I think many other actors would have managed.
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah.
His expressions, his pauses, his... But this all had to come from your epic writing and direction.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so, but it is an actor's piece. And those actors, all of them, really shaped it. For example, the guy who plays Nick, the younger brother, who is a returning soldier... I had in mind that that character would be more kind of out there. And that young actor is so childlike and so vulnerable. And he, again, made that character so much more interesting in a way by being more subtle. The actors brought this subtlety. It is a subtle script, which is why they signed up for it. That's why they signed up for it, and that's why those actors were drawn to it. But equally, they all brought that subtlety to it. And once I'd cast them, I did do some work on the relationship between Benedict's character and Sean's character as brothers, because they're brothers.
And so it is a relationship movie, and the title of the film is Wreckers, so that sort of gives our audience some idea of how it goes down.
Well, that's the question you have to ask yourself. The casting, I was very, very happy with the casting, let's put it that way.
It was amazing, amazing. Yeah. And I agree. You could see, knowing that when you watch the film, how Benedict Cumberbatch's subtleties played off of, was it Sean Evans who played?
Sean Evans.
It almost like they added, it's just really, really subtle and really amazing. And you walk away from that with like a list of things that it's like, wow, that was a lot to take away. That was a lot to take away. And it's also just such a beautiful film. The setting, everything is very beautiful. The people are beautiful. The setting is beautiful. There's sky and grass and all the camera angles are, everything is very pretty.
Well, a lot of work went into the sky and grass, actually, in post-production, because it was all too green. So our grader, that's the guy who does the colours, you know, actually did, I'm glad you mentioned the sky and grass, because he actually did a lot of work on the sky and grass. But it is shot on film, which I think does give it, it's shot on Super 16, and it gives it this very dreamy quality, I think. You know, that was a choice that we were able to make. And the actors are all so different from each other in the way that they approach their work, but they did have a really good chemistry, all of them, actually. We've mentioned three, but there are five main actors in a way. And they all had a very good rapport with each other.
You filmed that in the UK?
We did, yeah.
And then did you come to Palm Springs?
We did. And that was so interesting because, you know, every time you go to a festival with a film, the reaction is very different depending on where you are. So in bringing it to America, first of all, the Palm Springs audience is a little bit older. And there's one scene in the film which features an older character. And they all laughed at that scene. And it was very cute, I think you would say. We would say sweet. Because they really got that scene with this elderly lady in it. And they also got the fact that it's kind of almost a horror film, but not. Whereas when you take it, say, to Germany, they view it in a completely different way. So it's really interesting. We also took it to Russia And in Russia, they thought it was very, very funny.
Oh, wow.
So because they had the subtitles and the script is actually really quite funny. And they also, in Russia, they just grasped different things about it. So
I could see that. I could see that.
So it's very
that complicated that I can see that.
Mm.
Right down to the windowsills.
The windowsills.
It was great windowsills in that
great
movie.
Great walls. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So then after Wreckers, there's a couple of shorts.
No, they were before Wreckers.
Oh,
actually.
The shorts were before Wreckers.
I've made a lot of shorts since Wreckers, but they're purely little web films that I do as a day job. So,
so
they're very fun, though. Fun to make. But yeah, no, my two main shorts were before Wreckers, one of which, Journeyman, is about a refugee. So intriguingly, that subject's always been present, but it's very, very present in Europe at the moment. I'm actually attached to direct a film about refugees, but I can't say very much about it because they're
secret.
Well, it's not super secret, but they're still financing it, so I have to just keep quiet. But it's a subject that is important. Some colleagues of mine are actually bringing a group of Syrian refugee women in particular to do a play about their experiences in London. That's very exciting work that they're doing, where they bring together the idea of doing a play, but also with drama therapy. So by doing the play, the women are able to kind of explore their own experiences as refugees. And some of the stories are so sad. And these women are just incredible. They're so courageous, the journeys that they've made and the difficulties that they've encountered. It's a very interesting project. It's called Queens of Syria. And you can Google it and find out more about it.
And then Journeyman, I don't have a link quite yet, but we will make sure that everybody knows how we can see that film soon.
Yes. Journeyman is a fairy tale, really. So it doesn't approach the political problems, that seem to be engulfed in. It just takes an approach about personal kindness and the rewards of being kind. So it really is a fairy tale. I set out to make a fairy tale. My grandparents were involved in the Second World War in hosting refugees and evacuees. So I heard some stories from my mum about it made their house very lively. I think it made my mum and my uncle's upbringing very broad and rich in a way. I can't speak about the politics, but on a personal level, I think if you sort of go out to meet people, then you are rewarded, aren't you? On a personal level.
There's an absolute warmth to kindness, right?
And
So you did Journeyman. What about the other man? Was that before or after Journeyman?
That was after Journeyman. I just want to tell you a story about personal kindness it's not to do with Journeyman, but I also did a theatre show with some Somali refugees, and they told me that once they were on a plane to America, this group of women again, and when they got to America, they were lost. They'd lost the phone number of their relation. And an American lady took them all to her house and looked after them for a night. And they just thought America was amazing because that's what happened to them.
That's
so
an amazing
that's
story.
A very positive story about hospitality. It's a lovely story that they told me. So on a personal level.
And you heard from them in London or in the United States?
In London. These were ladies in London, but they'd made this one trip to and they just had this remarkably positive experience of hospitality. That was their experience. But I know, I recognize that the politics of these situations are very, very complex.
We're here to talk about film. It's cool. We'll just gloss over
exactly.
all this other stuff, right?
Yes.
So what is the IFF? Oh, International Film Festival.
That's what that means.
It is time for a nap. The Other Man, so
The
The
Other
Other
Man.
Man won in Edinburgh.
Yes, it
And what was
did.
that story?
Well, that in a way is a run-up to Wreckers. So I made it before Wreckers, and it's a very short relationship drama, and it's filmed in a similar kind of landscape to Wreckers. And so I was exploring that landscape, and exploring, the difficulties between a husband and a wife, and their secrets in a different way. So it was a short, it was short, it's very different from Wreckers, but it is shot in a similar landscape. I like these. I'm trying to get to America in the landscape, even if I'm not in America. They're very big, big flat landscapes. I
I
know
like
that not.
that on your website. Your website is likelystory.co.uk. You have other photos for each of your projects
Yes.
that I thought were very interesting.
They're kind of fun to move around. We wanted the site to be visual.
Yeah, they're
And
mood. You have mood photos.
that's exactly it. They're mood boards.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was
But
cool.
yeah, they're fun to make as well. And they help, like if you did the project I'm preparing right now, the film I'm preparing right now, This Family, we've been working on it a long time. We've actually been working on it since
Did you guys get
before.
that? It's called This Family.
This Family.
This is
This Family.
her new thing.
This Family. So we use all those pictures in our discussions with my camera person and my production designer. They just help to create a language for the film. We've got hundreds and hundreds of
Well,
them.
also for the actors, I would assume, right? So that they kind of know where you
Yes,
want to
it.
go with your words, no?
Yes, some of the actors. I actually on Wreckers. Yeah, it depends on the actor. Some actors find it really helpful being shown pictures, and some are not so interested in pictures.
What
So
is the family about?
the family is
This
about
family.
a family. This family is it's about a family. And it's about a very specific family with it's a big, big family with lots of uncles and aunties. And in the middle of it is a grown-up son and his mother. So it's a son and mother story. But the rest of the family is really important. It's how you sort of it's about how you, in a way, it's about how you try and have your own identity within a family. And the family is not monstrous. It's not like Wreckers, actually. It's in Wreckers, I say, let's just say in this family, you find out that you are like your parents, and that's not necessarily a terrible thing in the end. But you have to go through a big journey to get there. And it's about how you try and have your own life and your own identity if you come from a very strong family culture. It's a film that's it's very English, because it's all about history and family history within the sort of like the history of this old house. But at the same time, I think it'll appeal to people who, well, anybody who's got a mum, a dad, or an uncle or an auntie of any kind, or cousins, it just explores the little moments in those relationships, but the through line is about the son and the mum. The
And then
son and
you're
the
going to import some other art?
Yes, that's right, because it's about in a way it's about childhood and how your childhood impacts on your adult life. And in the film, the parents were young in the late 60s and early 70s, and rather than using flashbacks, we are using. I have a friend, for example, who was on the hippie trail in that period, and she's got these amazing slides from all over Europe and India, Pakistan, Afghanistan. She was just everywhere. And we are filming those slides in a very evocative way. And then people are lending me, not hundreds of people, but people are lending me their family albums.
Wow.
And I'm filming their families so their families can become part of this family. So we're
That's how we
using,
get to this family.
Yes, exactly. So this family is going to be a conglomeration of fictitious of families that exist, but that are going to be in my fiction film.
Filming this summer starts, right?
We hope so. We intend so. We've got the shooting date, but it's almost too. We have a shooting date.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, we have a shooting date. Yes, we do, and we've got a lot to do before that moment
I was
comes.
reading some of your notes. I want to go back and ask you a question.
Sure.
You were saying that you felt that there was a line in the script for Wreckers that you felt that you sort of really connected to Benedict Cumberbatch, that he read it and you know he got it and you know he got you, and there was sort of this, what can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I don't want to say which line it is actually because I don't want to have that line kind of marked out.
Okay,
But
understood.
often when actors do a reading, they often read things quite neutrally, which is helpful for the director. So you have a sort of round table reading, so it's helpful for the producer, the director, the team to hear the whole thing before you go into the mania of the shoot. And so we were having this reading. I think it was at the beginning of the rehearsal period rather than at the end of it, because we did have a rehearsal period. And it's not a script that reads that well, really, because it's all these little bits and pieces and nothing much appears to be going on, if you know what I mean, for a long time. About two-thirds of the way, he just said this line. I thought, oh, that's what it's about for you. And I just knew that I could see him thinking, oh, now I understand who David is. And actually his empathy for David, then I knew he was gonna portray the character with empathy, because David does some strain, you're not quite sure what he's done actually, but he's an odd one. So, you could play him with a quite harsh judgment, but when Benedict started exploring it in that way, I knew he'd understood it.
Yeah, there was some compassion there. It was very, very,
Yes.
very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
So
complicated.
you could all go and guess which line it
Now
is.
I'm gonna have to rewatch the whole thing again with all of those subtitles again, right?
Satori, he had a mo you know the Japanese call it, don't know, I don't know, I may be making this up. Isn't that word Satori when you have like a flash of inspiration? So he had that flash of inspiration there.
That is amazing.
Or I did.
So this family, all right, so once you start shooting, what's your estimated time to be in the zone?
What, to be in the shooting zone or to
Yeah.
complete it? Well, we've been shooting it kind of in fragments over the last year because we're still looking for finance, to be quite frank. So at the moment, we can probably shoot for 2 or 3 weeks with our actors, but we'll aim to shoot the main ensemble scenes, of which there are several, and then bring them back in their couples and their pairs and their little scenes. And there's actually quite a lot with the son, almost on his own, actually, because it's quite a meditative piece. So we'll bring that actor back as well. That's the way that I think, as of now, we'll be doing it that way. Yes,
So you're going to
it's
be
it.
really busy till the end of the year.
Yes, we want to edit it quite. Yeah, we want to edit it as swiftly as we can, but I think it'll take quite a lot of time to edit because there are all these amazing fragments of this and that. And it's a big script. It's not like regular. There's quite a lot of dialogue, and so there's a lot to work with. All these different elements that we've got to it. It's very exciting. I've never made a film in this way at all, ever. So it's quite a new departure for me. It's like a sort of collage. It's interesting.
It'll be very interesting. Well, we can't wait to see that. We're going to give everybody the links in the show notes. They
Thank
can
you.
look up Wreckers. I found Wreckers on Amazon and on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's on iTunes as well. It's certainly on Amazon. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Just pay attention or you'll miss something. It's very complicated, but very just seemingly simple and pleasant, but it'll get you. Yeah. So you guys can find Dictina at www.likelystory.co.uk. You can find her IMDb as Dr. Hood. And I just really want to thank you for coming on the call. And we're going to bother you again after you're a little bit more settled with this family to talk again and catch up.
Thank you. You can talk to me just after I've done the shoot. Then I'll have some more stories.
Like September
you.
Or October. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks so much, Michelle.
All Lovely. Right. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Find us at internationalwomeninfilm.com. Find Michelle at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. MICHELE Trainer. Or email IWIF@michellethetrainer.com. Find Michelle at michellethetrainer.com. That's michellethetrainer.com. And visit Michelle's blog at engineeringwellness.com. Thank you all for listening.